Favorite candidates by Beatty Somondo and Joyce Makaju, believed to be in the Generation 40 faction, allegedly led by Mrs. Mugabe, lost to Ronald Tinashe Chindedza, a member of Lacoste Group, said to be led by Mnangagwa. Chindedza polled 847 votes, Makaju got 617, and Somondo came third with 612. Other candidates that participated in the primary election include Mary Zwinavashe and Langton Mutendereki, who got 328 and 146 respectively. But it is the manner in which Chindedza won that angered the other candidates, who alleged that presiding officer Shadrack Mashaya Mombe had a hand in Chindedza's victory. Chindedza's victory at three polling stations, Brian Farm, Mutuba and Jacktown, are being questioned by all candidates. Results at Brian Farm triggered the protest by losing candidates as 7 votes cast at the polling station were allegedly inflated to 247. Voting sheets browsed by Studio 7 also indicated that the 59 votes at Jacktown were inflated to 189. 4 votes at Mutuba were also allegedly inflated to 154 in favor of Chindedza. Somondo, who lost to former Norton Member of Parliament Christopher Mutsangwa in ZANU-PF primaries in 2013, spoke through her election agent Rexon Zuze. Zuze said the election results were simple daylight robbery, adding that this is an indication that there is no democracy in the ruling party.
What they did is not good. Just because us as ZANU-PFs, we want the person that we chose. Just because if they rig us, it doesn't make any sense. A candidate is selected by the mass, and if they defy the mass and rig, there is no democracy in it. And the next elections, it will be very hard for the people to vote just because they will be discouraged. It's not that we don't want to vote for ZANU-PF in the next election.
Losing candidate Mutendereki said those who allegedly rigged the Norton primary election in Mashonaland and West Province should be disqualified and dealt with according to the ZANU-PF constitution. Zuze said it is unfortunate for residents that independent candidate Temba Muliswa and the ZANU-PF winning candidate Chindedza do not hail from Norton.
All those people who are contesting this time, as for now, as we speak, that is Temba Muliswa and Ronnie Chindedza, both they are not from this area. And it is not good for someone who is not from this area to come and rule this area just because all the resources that we are working for and all the resources that are in this community will go and support his community just because it doesn't belong to this community.
Chindedza will battle it out with Muliswa in the by-election. Mnangagwa and Mrs. Mugabe are said to be harboring presidential ambitions, though they have in the past dismissed such allegations as unfounded. Most opposition parties are boycotting the by-election. Reporting for Studio 7 in Norton, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.